That's right. Each week I'm joined by our regular correspondent, Professor Ed Blakely from the University of Sydney, to tell us what's going on in the land of the free, the home of the brave, our big brother nation, the United States of America. This week, after a long and painful nomination process and a pair of campaigns that have been fraught with controversies, we finally saw the two US presidential nominees go head-to-head this week. What a performance it was. Ed joins me in the studio now. Ed, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks very much for joining us as we do each week. Very glad we could get you in the studio this morning. Now, to your thinking, were there any real surprises to come out of this debate?
The biggest surprise is Hillary is really well. She sounded good. She acted well. And she acted presidential, which was very important.
Look, a lot of media outlets during this campaign have been accused of false equivalency, treating the two nominees on totally neutral ground. I don't think it's real any surprise if we were to come out here and say Hillary won this debate. I mean, there's really not an argument about it. She said, as you say, she came up there, she was calm, she was presidential. She looks like we're having a good time for the most part. And she came out with bits of policy and even bits of sound bites better than Trump, who looked very ragged by the end of the debate.
Yes, and Trump lauded himself for not preparing. And clearly, does that say you can be a president? Does a president just walk in the Oval Office and say what comes off the top of his head? What are advisors for? What are briefing papers for? What are complex decisions about? It sounded to me like he was spoofing the presidency rather than running for it. Now, Hillary has, I'd say, an uphill climb against Trump, because the more she attacks him, the more air she gives him.
Mm-hmm.
And the more she leaves him alone, the more air he takes. So it's a really funny thing. Now, if you go back about 2 months, Hillary's lead was about 30 points. And now it's down to about 5 or 6. And some of that is because she's been playing ball on his court rather than playing ball on her own court.
Mm-hmm.
I would anticipate her advisors are saying, all right, we're going to re-gear this thing. We're going to play ball on our court and let him come to us.
Hmm.
Now, there's one issue where this is very fundamental, and that is the issue on her tapes and his taxes.
Hmm. Because with Trump's like performance in this debate, let's say, he really failed to press. I mean, there were a couple of mentions of Hillary's email situation, this private server, which she admitted she was at fault for, admitted was a mistake. But Trump really failed to press the attack in a lot of ways. He seemed almost really too focused on himself, even protecting his own ego during the debate, to really go to Hillary and attack Hillary.
Well, that's true. But when you don't prepare, if I came in the studio and I said, what are we going to talk about today? And then we start talking about it. My mind wanders to other things I might want to talk about, and I think that's what happened to him. Since he wasn't prepared, to attack and use those issues. Let's assume that he is next time. Since those are the issues that are so fundamental for him and his campaign, when he attacks, Hillary will probably have 5 or 6 counterattacks by the time it comes up. When it was fresh, it would have been newsworthy. Had he attacked on the foundation, the Clinton Foundation, on the first debate, he would have had the first mover advantage, right? But now she can arm up on that one and point out that it's her husband's foundation and they don't take money from it or whatever she's going to say. She's got plenty of time to prepare for it. Preparation this time is really going to count. The next debates are going to be more about foreign policy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they're scheduled to be about. In a lot of cases, he doesn't even know the names of the people or the place. Aleppo's going to come up. By the next debate, that's going to be either where peace is being made or things are falling all apart. He better know it. Clearly, she'll know it because it's her thing. And then he'll try to bring up Benghazi. Well, she's got a lot of time to prepare for that. And I think she'll be well prepared for both of those. But I suspect what she'll do is move those to offensive points rather than defensive points. So she'll say, oh, I'm glad you know about Benghazi. Tell me what country it's in.
Well, that's a good question, yeah, because I imagine Trump, who has struggled on a lot of these relations questions, often bringing it back to members of his own family or members of his or places that he has golf courses based out of, really struggles with these questions.
That's right. And she'll do the same thing with everything else. She'll say, well, I'd like to hear more about that. Tell me how many people were killed in Aleppo last week. And what part of Syria is this in? Is it the east or the west? I've forgotten for the moment. So then he'll start rambling. And it's not going to be hard to get him off his game.
But so much of this anti-Trump, you know, anti-Trump stuff is just preaching to the choir at the point. Trump, as you've said, has his core voters. These voters are not going anywhere. That doesn't matter what Trump says. If Trump shoots somebody in the middle of Main Street in New York, they're not going anywhere, essentially, and he said so himself. Clinton needs to get people out of their houses, into the voting booths, and voting for her. They can't just be voting against Trump. They need to be voting for her. So how do you think she's going to reach people?
Well, the debates are just simply window dressing for her. What she has to do is have the ground game at work, the Obama ground game at work. I've mentioned this before. People are going to have to be calling on people door to door. They're going to be using things in the debates, television ads and things. Like that comedy made, that's smart, not paying taxes. That is going to be on her ads, particularly in Ohio and places where vets are, who say he's not paying any taxes for veterans care. So I think she will have to really run the ground game. He has no ground game, none at all. The Republican Party has abandoned him, so Republican in districts are not being asked to go out on the street for Trump. Hillary has thousands of people out there. What they have to do is engage the young. And I think her whole card is to bring Bernie in about a week or two.
Well, Ed, thank you very much, mate. Always a pleasure unpacking these things with you. It's a very interesting race, still quite a bit to be run. So we'll be watching the developments.
Unfortunately.
Thanks, mate. We'll see you again next week.
Take care, mate.